Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up the public hearings on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump for now, with no further hearings on the schedule, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not ruled out the possibility of more closed-door depositions and perhaps even more public hearings after that. President Trump calling the revelation that an FBI official is being investigated for changing records just the beginning. The president saying on Fox and Friends this morning that by the time it's over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. There are reports that the Justice Department's investigation discovered that someone changed records related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Stocks higher this morning so far after the president says a new deal trade-wise with China seems to be close. And this is USA Radio News.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
More Americans are suffering lung injuries because of vaping. The latest report from the CDC saying nearly 2,300 cases and 47 deaths have been reported as of Wednesday of this week. The health officials say the majority of the patients were male and under age 35. In Arizona, the state's Board of Regents is now considering banning the use and sale of vaping products at the state's three public universities. Currently, the use and sale of tobacco products is prohibited on campuses, but vaping is still allowed. This student says he'd be fine if they just banned it altogether.
I think it's a good thing. Students are spending a lot of money on it, and there's really no benefits to it.
If you're listening in the New York City area and you are going to be heading to Newark Airport for a flight today, be advised, power problems in Terminal B are causing big delays, and you're urged to call ahead and allow for extra travel time. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Former President Barack Obama says Democrats need to, in his words, chill out about the differences between the 2020 presidential candidates and focus on beating President Trump. Obama was speaking at a fundraiser last night in California, and he said Democrats are not going to win just by increasing turnout among people who already agree with them. He says the choice in 2020 is so stark, he doesn't care if voters don't agree with the eventual Democratic nominee on every issue. Facebook is considering changing its political ad policy to address increasing criticism. The Wall Street Journal says the social network is considering raising the minimum number of people targeted in political ads to the thousands instead of 100. It's believed that misinformation spreads by targeting very narrow audiences. Country star Sam Hunt has been arrested for DUI. A Tennessee police report that the 34-year-old singer was driving the wrong way down a road in East Nashville before he was pulled over by police early yesterday. The report also notes that there were two empty beer cans in his vehicle, and a sobriety test showed his blood alcohol content was 0.17. and has a January court appearance now. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. This next interview, and these are in two segments, is going to bring us back to recall what happened some 50, 60 years ago. And the title of the book is The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK's Assassination. With us right now is Christopher Fulton. We spoke with him a number of months ago. He and his wife wrote this book together. She has a bachelor's of music degree from the University of British Columbia. And Christopher, your background is interesting as well. How did you two come together to focus on the JFK assassination?
Well, it was something I was exposed to in the mid-90s and into the 2000s, which I had actually served federal prison time about being exposed to this national security information that came out of the White House. But after years of sitting on this and then going through this process of recovering from my long federal prison term on all of the matters involved with this, I just figured it was time for us to put it down in writing for the American people so that they could understand this part of the history that's pretty well hidden from them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you went to prison over this. How long were you incarcerated?
I was arrested in August of 1998, just after I had met with JFK Jr. about this and transferred evidence to him. Then I was released in 2007.
What were you convicted of?
They brought me in under extradition. They didn't want to discuss this formally with a foreign government. I was in British Columbia at the time, but they used a failure to adhere to U.S. reporting requirements for tax purposes to bring me in. But I was actually put on the most wanted list with the FBI. Of course, they apologized about that, saying that was a mistake. Yeah. But they utilized that for purpose for bringing me in on a major extradition, and I was a high-value debrief for the intelligence service and the Justice Department.
What was it that you knew that they wanted to know?
Well, I mean, there was a great deal of information. The Russian government was involved with us at that time. John F. Kennedy Jr. was involved with me at that time. The lawyers were involved from the White House and the Clinton administration during that period. President Reagan had been involved with us briefly. Mm-hmm. So there was a great deal of things happening, trying to come to terms with this and exposing this to the American public, the truth of what had happened to the president. Mm-hmm. And all of this had come from Bobby Kennedy's perspective, and with the materials had been whisked away by him out of the White House. So this stuff was finally going to be talked about and discussed openly. Mm-hmm. And I was the person in charge of making those decisions and how that was breached with the American public, and of course was initially consulting with Donald Trump on this in New York. Mm-hmm. But ultimately that did not happen. I went to prison, and JFK Jr. wound up dying in a plane crash.
Wow. So here it is. All this information is starting to come out and has been the consistent case that anything that has to do with JFK somehow finds a way of getting squashed. Earlier this year, well, actually before the turn of the year, President Trump had announced that he was going to finally open up the books and release heretofore classified information regarding the assassination. Many of us welcomed that. We thought it was about time. He released some, and then, has always been the case, suddenly the door was slammed shut. What did you make of that?
Well, the door was slammed shut for the same reasons that I have trouble with, is that the connections to this is ongoing, and the people that are involved to this very day have operations still continuing with people in place around the world. Mm-hmm. The CIA operates, this is the Dulles Brothers concept, and this came out of World War II, but it operates on a commerce control around the world and puppet regimes and so forth. We've taken a great interest in protecting our position after World War II. Of course, Eisenhower was a big part of that, and the mm-hmm. weapons and out of control, and then the communism being used as a catalyst for all that. Kennedy wanted to change all of that. He realized this was not something that was sustainable and was extremely dangerous. So Kennedy's position on this, of course, the June 10th American University speech, which he did not run by his National Security Council or anybody else. He just told the American people what his intention was for a new peace in the world. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, what he was going to relay at the trademark. He had a coded message that was going to be broadcast at the trademark speech that was going out directly to Khrushchev. Mm-hmm. So that he understood how he was progressing within a very short time, within 9 days of that assassination. We've had a great change in this, in the country and the way it operates, and the CIA and how it operates, and its position in the world and so forth. So the assassination was really done in a very specific time frame. And it was done very specifically using a person that was connected as an informant that was working with Bobby Kennedy of the Justice Department, and it was used to checkmate, if it were, Bobby Kennedy. Mm-hmm. There was a agreement between the brothers. If one fell, the other one would take up his place.
Yes.
And Bobby Kennedy had to be checkmated in that way, and that's the reason why you have that open assassination in Dallas and Lee Harvey Oswald being the one to blame.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here we are all these years later, and you and I are talking, and people say, well, this is just all conspiratorial. I've never bought that it was a sole gunman. Lee Harvey Oswald acted on his own. He was a marksman in the Marine Corps. I'm a former Marine. I know the abilities of a marksman-qualified Marine. It is a very low acceptable level, and for him to execute the shots out of a $29 rifle, pretty near impossible. I could have given him many rounds, and he could not have landed three of the four rounds as well as he did. He could not reproduce that. There's no way.
Lee Harvey Oswald was a lot of his information is being was put into a file and utilized for purpose to get him into next to a Castro, and of course the same plans that they were having for Castro were reversed on President Kennedy. The this idea that that we've been sold these ideas of the myths, they're perpetrated from the very beginning of this. I mean, the evidence that is in this case, people that rely on this evidence, is false. A lot of it's false, and some of this stuff is in the National Archives. It's been utilized by taxpayers' money and saying this is the most crucial evidence of the case. It's false evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good people, a lot of good Americans who try to figure this out are being duped from the very beginning on this and cannot understand it because of that. I saw raw information that came out of the White House that was not redacted and was not destroyed and was not classified away. So in that regard, I was kind of a loose cannon for them.
Right.
As long as I kept it to myself, I could go out my life. But as soon as the presidents were getting involved and CNN was involved wanting to do interviews and JFK Jr. got involved with me, now it became a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Justice Department and the CIA and the White House jumped all over us at that particular time in 1998.
Christopher, how'd you get your hands on this unredacted information?
The materials all came from Evelyn Lincoln, which is President Kennedy's personal secretary. She mm-hmm. was the one in charge of keeping these materials, and they were, the Johnson administration, the FBI, could not get them from her. Bobby Kennedy was a very clever attorney general and understood the legalities of this, and that helped. And made sure that he had written up agreements, what called deed of gifts, to the government as far as evidence was concerned, and was allowing them to keep the evidence that they had in their possession at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He had kept back a great deal of information that they did not get their hands on and was able to utilize that for his investigation, which was extremely important. The reason his investigation was so damned important was the fact that he was back-channeling to the Russian government, allowing them to understand that he was not going to allow any action be taken by the American government in any capacity, or the Pentagon, to lob missiles at them that would take us to war.
Exactly.
The entire Warren Commission was set up from pressure on the Johnson administration to make sure that the Russians were alleviated from this concern. They didn't give a damn about the American people and what they were their interests were. Right. The Warren Commission really came out to alleviate the Russian government's concern and their national security interests. Yeah.
Christopher, we got to take a quick break. We've got more from Christopher Fulton right after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back to the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we're talking about the things that we're told not supposed to talk about. In fact, hundreds of people who have investigated the JFK assassination have suddenly disappeared, have died mysteriously, including Dorothy Kilgallen, a definitive book written about her life and mysterious death. We spoke with the author earlier this year. Now we're bringing back Christopher Fulton, who we spoke with back in January. January of this year. His book that he and his wife Michelle wrote, The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK's Assassination. Just to go back for just a moment, I want to remind people, make people understand, Christopher, what was it exactly that put JFK in the crosshairs with the, well, we might say today's deep state?
Well, the attitude after World War II was obviously you had some very ruthless individuals that did what they had to do during the war, and then they came out with the OSS and the CIA after that. This continuation of the idea that the Soviet threat was utilized to for purpose, and we had an enormous amount of weapons build up, which was enormously in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
And Eisenhower had went along with this, but realized at the end of this that he'd made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Mm-hmm. And of course, he warned us about it. He talked about the developing military industrial complex.
He should have done a hell of a side more.
Right.
After the assassination, he had mentioned that the American people will figure this out, that they wouldn't be hoodwinked. Well, that's ridiculous. We have been hoodwinked.
Yes.
And Eisenhower had made asked Kennedy to make him a promise that we would stay out of World War III. They would do anything necessary to keep us out of World War III. And that he had basically handed this young president a world of ashes.
Yes. Well, he also warned him. He warned him about Vietnam. He says you've got to keep an eye. This is a hot spot there.
Well, he knew. He knew how that was going to be. It was a planned operation out of the Pentagon. He knew that that was going to be taken full bore, and what the purposes of that were to annihilate this. You know, the idea of this communist spread throughout Asia. But the idea really was to show the Russians our resolve, that we were ruthless, mm-hmm. that we would do any damn thing necessary to protect our interests, and. We would commit genocide in that country.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy knew that this was a mistake. He was far progressive. He was very different mentality-wise than the people that he was dealing with in the Pentagon and the CIA. Basically, both brothers were at war with their mm-hmm. own government, and this can only sustain for so long.
Right.
Kennedy realized this, and the last thing he ever wrote aboard Air Force One as he was landing in Dallas was, "Government reform, we are going forward." These are the coded message that was going to Khrushchev. At the trademark speech.
Wow. Well, the thing that has been brought out time and again, but seems to get brushed under, and you're kind of suggesting this, is that there were deeper and higher money interests behind all this.
This was a sanctioned situation on many levels, but there's three rings of this. The first ring is that you're going to sell the lone gunman theory to the people of the world. And that's the easiest thing to do. It's the best truth, and they can move forward and cover all their operations. The second is that you've got, a rogue element in the CIA that did something they weren't supposed to do, an operation that went wrong, and then Kennedy had gotten hit in the crossfire of that, But the real ring of this, when you get down to it, was that this was a sanctioned situation, that he was a national security risk to the United States and the world, based on the fact of what he was doing and the decisions he was making. And this was a sanctioned coup d'etat mm-hmm. that had taken place in Dallas.
Right.
Bobby Kennedy was aware of it. He knew it. Jackie Kennedy was aware of it. She knew it. Foreign governments were aware of it. They knew it. They actually made threats to the Johnson administration. 4 days after the assassination, there was a document filed with the Attorney General of Texas saying that Lyndon Johnson was responsible and knowledgeable about the assassination, and we needed to have an interim government in place immediately.
Right.
This is all factual. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not made up conspiracy theories. This is what we've been subjected to, and the rich and powerful and the covert operations around the world, they don't want this accessible because it is embarrassing and shows their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same elements in control of the world right now.
That's what I was going to say.
Only gained more power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we're seeing today with Donald Trump, it's deja vu again, isn't it?
Well, Donald Trump's very interesting. He, for the first time in American history, we have a declining middle class, which is necessary for our country to survive and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And the parties have actually poll reversed. The Republican Party has taken place of the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party has taken place of the Republican Party. And the Republican Party hates this idea. So everybody seems to be against Donald Trump. But in the reality of it is, whether you hate him or like him or whatever it is, the man has gotten more accomplished within a very short time with everybody against him than anybody else before him.
Amazing, isn't it?
And it really is an incredible testament to the fact that when somebody has common sense and they put the nose to the grindstone and they understand the BS involved in all of this and what it takes to cut through it. The greatest thing that I think Donald Trump has brought to the world right now is the fact that he has made these statements that no other president would dare make, which is the fact that, listen, you're reporting false information. This is a false press.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or this is an operation that exists for this purpose or whatever else. He's just blurting this out, regardless of whether he's done intentionally or just in his nature. He is a blunt instrument stating the facts, and now it is on the table. People have to deal with this one way or the other.
Exactly. Let's talk about Evelyn Lincoln. We got about 4 minutes left here. And, Christopher, I'm grateful for your time and what you and your wife have put together in your book. The Evelyn Lincoln connection, how did you connect with her? And the information that you had that ended up getting you incarcerated.
Evelyn Lincoln was a highly trusted person to President Kennedy, been with him for 12 years in his life, and extremely trusted by him, and then was trusted by Robert Kennedy after the fact. Mm-hmm. She felt extremely threatened after the assassination and left the country, but brought back by Bobby Kennedy's request, and was helping him in his capacity to organize the evidence and what was going on in his brother's life, including the recordings that was going on, that he kept everybody on record in the White House, 62, 63,
mm-hmm.
and then to help him in his bid for the presidency and to take the policies back to where his brother had left off, because he knew that he had to honor his brother and take the country back, because we were so far off course, mm-hmm. and we were losing the United States with Vietnam and the hatred and everything else, the divisions and all this stuff that was done for purpose. So, unfortunately, he was also aware that he might not make it, and he told Evelyn Lincoln to keep these materials. If he did not make it, if he was assassinated, these materials were to be deep-sixed for the protection of his family until the time of her death. After she passed, these materials went through a court process to my friend, who called me in after this to help him assimilate how to best determine breaching this with the American public. There was basically, we were dealing with a hidden history of the United States. This man did not get to write his own history. He was cut down, 46 years old, and then you had other men write the history of the United States, which is not true.
Exactly.
And, President Kennedy had warned us of this many times, and so basically we were looking at the information, the hidden history that was true, and because it was such a volatile situation, they weren't even aware, the government wasn't even aware how much we had or what we had. And they had to lock this down and considered us national security problems at that point.
Exactly.
To the Security Oversight Office. And at that point, they had the hands-off policy to act and to hand out warrants and indictments and all these other type of things that they were doing.
Mm-hmm. You got your hands through Robert White, the gentleman you were talking about, your friend. An interesting piece was the Cartier watch. Tell us about that.
Cartier watch was something that Jackie had brought with her. He did not plan on wearing it that day, and it really opened up the door for Bobby Kennedy to see that Lyndon Johnson had been complicit in the assassination. He had removed all personal effects from the president the morning of, so that there would be no deflection of any bullet of any big kind that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had thrown this watch on coming in out of left field, and basically it was the closest physical evidence to the head wound that had hit him in the front right temple and gone through and exploded, which was a military round, which exploded in his head.
Right.
So this watch was very, very important, was brought in specifically by Robert Bauch, was the Secret Service agent out of the White House, and then up to Bobby Kennedy directly for his investigation. And it lent itself as an important tool for Bobby Kennedy in a lot of ways, not only to show the complicity of Lyndon Johnson, what he was doing that day. Lyndon Johnson had also, I want to just say this for the audience, Lyndon Johnson had taken control of the Pentagon, the NSA, the CIA. He was in control of all of these agencies before the President Kennedy had fell by the bullet in Dallas. There was going to be nothing left to chance here. This was a planned assassination.
Yeah. He is the author of the book, The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of JFK's Assassination, Christopher Fulton. Christopher, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Billy.
Wow. Great job, Christopher. Keep us up to date. I know you're...
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up the public hearings on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump for now, with no further hearings on the schedule, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not ruled out the possibility of more closed-door depositions and perhaps even more public hearings after that. President Trump calling the revelation that an FBI official is being investigated for changing records just the beginning. The president saying on Fox and Friends this morning that by the time it's over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. There are reports that the Justice Department's investigation discovered that someone changed records related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Stocks higher this morning so far after the president says a new deal trade-wise with China seems to be close, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, business continuity is not about disaster recovery. It's about keeping your business online all the time. Strong connectivity resulting in business continuity is invaluable to business owners, as you know. From craftsmen to consultants, today's businesses succeed with a fast and reliable connection to sell, manage projects, process payments, and most importantly, connect with their consumers. Plus, the modern work landscape isn't the typical 9-to-5 anymore, I'm telling you. It happens at night, on weekends, during nasty weather, and through national emergencies. While urban centers enjoyed widespread availability of high-speed internet service, much of rural America has yet to be connected. Satellite internet providers have the ability to deliver services where terrestrial-based providers aren't able to. Viasat has been providing high-speed connectivity across America, including the hardest-to-reach location, for decades. And here to tell us more about it is the Vice President and General Manager of Viasat's Global Business Solutions, Cody Catalina. Cody, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about the importance of connectivity. I mean, that is just so critical to America's businesses today.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, Viasat's been doing this now for a little over 33 years. We build the satellites, we launch them, we build the modems in people's houses and everything in between. So that allows us to deploy an efficient, affordable, reliable satellite network.
Mm-hmm. So what are the pros to having high-speed satellite internet?
So our satellite connectivity, you know, in some areas reaches up to 100 megabits per second. In most areas of the country, it's at least 35 megabits per second. So in for businesses that cannot get cable or fiber, satellite is a great primary connection. But for all businesses, it's a great secondary connection to keep your business online and running, serving your customers, accessing your applications on the cloud, and doing business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, to this point, you know, satellite internet as a secondary backup, experience is teaching us that, boy, it's an excellent backup system.
It's an excellent backup system, and it's needed more now than ever. We've recently conducted a survey of U.S. businesses, and we found that 20% of U.S. businesses have an outage with their internet connection daily and 80% monthly. That's, you know,
wow.
Amazing stat when you think about that, and you think about the downtime these businesses are experiencing and the lost revenue caused by that downtime and the frustrated customers that can't connect with their businesses. So having that satellite as a backup connection that your business will automatically fail over to when your primary connection goes down is just vital to today's, you know, modern business operations and services.
You know, research has taught us, Cody, over the years that, you know, even when you your rhythm is interrupted by a phone call, you know, a solicitation, something that you haven't necessarily called for, that takes you about 15 minutes plus the time you spend on the phone to get back into the rhythm of the project that you were on, right? So if you imagine the exponential of that to where your business is interrupted because you lose connectivity, I mean, you're talking a lot of added man hours that are going down the drain here, right?
Absolutely, especially if you're working on something that is a cloud application, which is where all the applications are going these days. So you're working on a project or a file or anything, and it's online, all of a sudden you lose connectivity to that. You've lost your concentration, your focus, the productivity of that time itself, and then when that internet comes back on, it takes you all that time to kind of get yourself back in gear and operational, and you don't have to go through that. You can have, you know, reliable connectivity that you know is going to work with your VoIP service, your email, your point-of-sale systems. It's everything that you do is a part of the business.
Cody, let me ask you this, because this question still remains. I mean, here, you know, we started being told that everything goes to the cloud. And I think people got left behind. They still don't understand cloud schmoud. I mean, explain, if you can, in the most simplest of terms, what it is, you know, when people are talking about all our information residing in the cloud. Is there a simple way to explain that?
Absolutely. You can just think of the cloud as the internet. You know, when if you do something online, you go online to check your stocks, you're going to the internet to do it, or you go online to trade, or you go online to, you know, fill out, check your email if your email is in a web browser or online. Those are all cloud applications that operate in the cloud on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going online to do stuff. Those are services and applications that operate and provide you services from the cloud.
So in a sense, can we say that it's an extension of your hard drive? So it's not like you're taking up space on your computer, but you're utilizing, in a sense, you're using the cloud as your server?
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. When you know, a few years ago, most of your applications actually ran on your computer. Well, those applications now, some of those applications still run on your computer, but many of those are shifting to be applications that run on the cloud. You know, if you think about your financial software that you use to keep track of your books, right?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be software that ran on your computer. Now many people are just going directly to websites and entering their information and keeping up with it there, and that's all stored in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your photos are in the cloud. A lot of your business documents and applications are in the cloud. So all those things are just going from operating on your individual computer to a service that you use that somebody operates for you online.
What about privacy?
Privacy is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's if you look at our network, that's something that Viasat takes very seriously on the network. We provide services to government entities, government agencies, to our troops. So, you know, the privacy of the Viasat network is a huge issue for us, and we extend, you know, that concern about privacy all the way to our business customers and to our residential customers. So it's a great point that you bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're visiting with Cody Catalina. Cody's the Vice President General Manager of Viasat's Global Business Solutions. Cody, in terms of, you know, speed, as you say, some areas have faster speed than others. We're now moving into the next generation where 5G is around the corner. What do you see in terms of solution for some of these markets where they're still operating at lower speeds?
Yeah, so, you know, I think you're going to see that gap is going to continue to grow for rural and suburban areas. You know, the 5G connectivity is going to be awesome, but it's going to have even a more selective rollout, and it's going to be even shorter range than LTE and 4G. So you're going to continue to see that digital divide grow and that gap grow. And that's the great thing about our satellite service is that we cover almost every square inch of the continental United States. So if you need high-speed internet access, you know, you can get it. You don't have to be left out in the cold.
So you don't have to rely on your cable provider or anything like that that you traditionally have had to rely on, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we like to think of our connection. If you can get cable or fiber, then those are great options. But if you can't get cable or fiber, then satellite is really your next best option for getting high-speed, reliable internet service.
Mm-hmm. Well, we understand that high speed and reliability when it comes to connectivity is just absolutely critical as a critical business solution. I mean, this is how America is rolling these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just think about the, you know, well, a lot of times you'll have a natural disaster that may cause an issue, but there are a lot of man-made natural disasters as well. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you might have somebody on a backhoe that cuts through a fiber line, and that could take down an entire city neighborhood or block or even a town. And most of your terrestrial service is serviced by those kind of local fiber lines, your cellular service, your DSL circuits, your cable circuits. So if you get some sort of a fiber cut, you're going to truly be out of business and out of connectivity, whereas a Viasat connection, you know, the satellite antenna is on your roof. It goes up to our satellite, and it comes down and hits the Internet in a completely different part of the country. So there's a true geographically redundant Internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a service that we can install in 2 or 3 days.
Oh, wow. So, excuse me. So the Viasat service, even if you're being serviced by a high-speed cable network, it's still a viable option.
Oh yeah, if you are doing a lot of online business operations, it's a critical option. The mm-hmm. amount of money that a business can lose on a per minute or per hour basis is in the hundreds and thousands of dollars. And so if you are in that situation, a secondary connection that is truly geographically redundant pays for itself in no time.
Without a doubt. Cody, where can they go for more information?
You can go to our website, www.viasat.com, V-I-A-S-A-T.com, and click on Business Internet and find plenty of information there. Feel free to give us a call.
Cody Catalina right here on Bill Martinez Live. Cody, thank you for the time and the information. Good stuff here.
Absolutely, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Sharing a part of your day, it's so doggone important. We appreciate your time here as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Now, I understand things are stretched a little bit because we've gotten into this disfocused world, as Dr. Jerry Newcomb had to say the other day, is that, you know, when truth becomes relative, it's very dangerous. It puts us on a slippery slope, and you can understand why, because we've been doing this for a while. I think it's been quite the experiment, but it's kind of like let's figure out if gravity really works. I mean, we have known from early childhood gravity works, but sometimes the modern think is, hey, let's try everything, let's test everything and see if there's a better way than gravity. So now we've got all these kids and everybody going up on top of the roof. I say some adults as well, getting up on top of the roof and falling off just to see if gravity works. I mean, that's how silly, to me, challenging, you know, the truth factor is all about, is we do it at our own peril, lots of bruises and lots of mistakes, which it's like, why are we doing this? I want to bring Danny Huerta on right now. He just joined us. Danny is a focus on the family, parenting expert, counselor, and father of two. Danny, you know, we were just talking about this whole idea that our modern culture has embraced in terms of, you know, relative truth. And, your truth, you're good with your truth, I'm good with my truth, let's get along here, that kind of stuff. But really, when we start parsing out the truth like that, we might as well go ahead and challenge the law of gravity, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the relative truth. There's a truth to everything. And and I think deep down we know that. When we start to challenge that, it just gets chaotic and really irrational. And when you get into those places, you really are blind to what is there. And it's interesting when people get into philosophical discussions and go into places where you even ask the question, how in the world are we even asking this question?
Exactly.
let's just move on from that and talk about things that really make sense. And that is,
from the basis of truth, now let's have a conversation.
Exactly. Well, the problem is that our culture is so permeated with this relative truth, political correctness. We see what's been going on politically in our political environment. You got half the country that wants to participate in a coup of a duly elected president. Let's do impeachment. You have diplomatic types coming in and on full display. And I think it's quite telling, and you can learn a lot from it. And I think it's a great learning lesson for kids, because you can sit there and say, okay, guys, let's break this down. Get away from the political conversation. What are you discerning from what these grown-ups are telling you? I think it'd be quite telling. I would love to be in that room with your conversation with these kids, because these kids get to the crux of the matter really quick. It's like my mom used to say in Spanish that they would say that drunks and kids don't tell lies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Bill. One thing, it's interesting. I've had these conversations with my kids. They've grown up, and especially now as teenagers, as they are faced with the reality that some teens adopt this, let's just define moral truth according to what we feel. And this, the movement of positive psychology and other things have created this idea that our goal is to be happy or to feel good. And that's the misinterpreted side of positive psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And really positive psychology is all about reframing what's happening. And that can take you to a heart of gratitude and really
exactly.
Understanding that adversity is going to be part of life. But some people have taken it to an extreme where it's, I'm just supposed to be happy and I'm supposed to feel good. And if you make me feel bad, then you're a bad person. And then truth gets pushed out because you're making me feel bad with bringing truth into the mix.
Exactly. Well, and, this is part of the important discussion that we have to have. And as you know, and as you mentioned, gratitude can enter in when you are open to the truth. Because if you're constantly fussing and fighting over stuff, I mean, what kind of gratitude, what kind of thankfulness are you going to have? I mean, this you'd have to be a tough guest around the Thanksgiving table, I would think, this year.
Oh, yeah. Gratitude is amazing. It's a fantastic thing that is essential to our society. And when we don't have the truth foundation to gratitude, the truth that somebody just helped us, the truth that somebody gave us a gift that we did not deserve,
right.
The truth that we are no one's more important than the other, that we are loved truly by a heavenly Father that cares deeply for us, even when things don't go well, it really gives a foundation, a real reset button to people, to families, to societies, that we miss out on when we skew truth. So, and this is one example, the gratitude side. And kids, like you said, kids do see right through it. And sometimes it's fascinating to see how kids learn to lie because they see that it's okay. It's just part of living, and they don't. Rules are not necessarily applicable to them, and that begins to get messy as they get older.
Yeah, part of the problem, too, is maybe the first time you lied, you got away with it. Maybe the second time. Maybe you become really an expert at it. And you've got enough charm to carry the day, and people just, little Billy, he's such a nice guy. We just a nice little kid. Yeah, we know he's juking us, but, that's kind of okay. But like anything, as we know, if you miss the mark early down the road when you start becoming, the president of the United States or something like that, and you lie, then all hell breaks loose because you have no foundation. And you're going, wait a minute, why can't you accept this? I mean, I've been able to get away with this all my life. And that's the sad part when it gets that far down the road. And, for these kids right now, for some of the kids that say, look, what you and Danny are talking about, Bill, I'm not there yet. This God stuff, I'm not quite there yet. So I don't know how to be gracious. I don't know how to be thankful. And it's like, well, wait a minute, stop for just a minute and just think around your immediate context of who your parents are, the home in which you live in, because look at you're not in Venezuela right now. You're not in some Middle East country where you're being so oppressed that right in front of your eyes, your sister is being torn out of your father's hands and is being beaten and raped. You know, let's even look at that from that context. If you're not ready for the God thing, that's okay. I trust the Holy Spirit. I trust God's power is bigger than that. But that's why he says to us, you know, come as you are. You know, just let's have a conversation. Just let's be honest. Let's be truthful about it. But I think that, you know, we set aside an important day in our country's culture to be thankful. And, yeah. And I got to tell you, Danny, I think it's so cool right now because, you know, coming out in the movie theater, which you know about this week and today, is Mr. Rogers. And, yeah. You know, won't you be my neighbor? I mean, this is such a cool movie. And I think it could potentially flip a switch in our culture, maybe for a small minority of people. I mean, maybe not 100%. But it could make people a little bit more kind this season to where we're not diving into the last parking space at the mall, cutting off somebody, yelling and screaming. And,
right.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Merry Christmas.
That's right. Yeah.
So.
No, it's interesting is Mr. Rogers brings a fresh perspective on the idea of virtues. And one of the things is that they are coulds, not shoulds,
mm-hmm.
but they're important coulds in our lives. And sometimes we treat gratitude as a should. You should do this. But we miss out on the fact that kids get to learn this first by us modeling it. But then second, it's a developmental progression towards truly feeling the sensation that I'm thankful for something that you were talking about, being aware of what's around you, being able to look at that and actually feel a sense of gratefulness towards that. I remember my daughter when she was young, she said, Dad, what does it feel like to be grateful? You know, what does it feel like to be thankful for something? And that was a telling thing to me, and research has confirmed that those kids, before the age of 5, kids have a hard time really even understanding and defining gratefulness. They just know that kind of you're supposed to do it, but they don't know, so what is that sensation like? So help them be aware and look at what is it that we've got, and help them reframe moments that, let's say they failed at something, say, wow, this is an opportunity to, and help them see it as an opportunity rather than, oh, you know, it's all over.
Right.
Came over. I know when my daughter came over, she said one morning, she said, Dad, I'm so bored. I said, oh man, that is what an opportunity. This
right.
is when your brain is most creative. And we, you know, I was thankful for, I told her, hey, I showed her my gratitude for moments of boredom because it really opens up the mind to be creative. And I get to enter that co-creation with Christ. And
exactly.
Really, gratitude is a gift for us, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we think we're supposed to or we have to do it. We actually miss out on a wonderful gift in that moment that we can be grateful for what we've got.
Yeah.
And it gives us an opportunity to grow in humility, which is foundational to leaders, foundational to society, to relationships. And they've shown over and over again that gratitude provides life satisfaction, increased mm-hmm. life satisfaction. It helps relationships go better. It develops the moral development in a child. And so there are a lot of gifts to be found there if a child and a parent learn how to practice that gratitude. And can I throw up a real practical way to do that?
Yes, please do that.
Okay. So one of them that I've done now a few times here in my family is we look at the rolling credits in our lives.
Mm.
Who has invested in us, who's encouraged us with their words, who's influenced us. And one thing you could do is write all those down. We've been those people in your movie, in your story, in the kingdom of God, and put them in a jar. And then as you pick out their name, either write them a note, write them a letter, call them, say, hey, you invested in me, and this is what you did, or this is how you encouraged me this past year, and pray for them as you
wow.
pull that name out throughout the entire year. So you practice the discipline of recognizing that the story is not just yours. The story, we're all connected together, and God has a kingdom story, and we get to be a part of it.
Well, Danny Huerta, I'm going to send you a note, okay? Because I appreciate you, and I'm grateful for you. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.